Hello and welcome to Two Peas in the Pod. We're currently living in a time where there's seemingly a lot of negativity on the news, social media, so we're here to show you that that's not the case. We'll find great things happening around the world and to celebrate positive news rather than making it a token piece at the end of a news bulletin. We'll be talking to each other as well as guests and see how they're celebrating positivity. This won't be preachy and it won't be political. Our plan is to be positive and hopefully have a good laugh along the way. His name's Kez.
His name is Ben.
And welcome to episode 17 of Two Peas and a Pod. I'm keeping that in. Hey, mate.
How's it going, dude?
Yeah, man, all good. How's your week been, dude?
I've had a good week.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Then I'll think about it.
Cool.
And then I'll confirm. Yes, I've had a good week.
Good.
Back at work.
Yeah.
So back in the socially distanced office, which
very
is,
good.
I mean, it's good, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's great to see some people I haven't seen for such a long time.
Nice, yeah.
Good to feel like I've got some purpose back.
Good. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Loved it. What about you, man?
Yeah, all good. Just been very much, yeah, big walks. Did a 15-mile walk.
Big walks.
Yeah, that was good.
Mind the feet.
Yeah, it was, it was tough. So, yeah, I've not been as runny. That sounds weird.
Been eating some bad food.
Yeah, yeah. so I've not been as running able as I would like to be. But it's been all right. Yeah, did the 15-minute one. 15-minute, and then 15-minute.
I bet you're...
That's where I'm at.
I bet you're going over 5Ks now, aren't you?
Like, it's basically that. But yeah. Like in a weird way, I don't know, we've spoken about this, is that the minute walk actually kind of hinders me a bit.
Yeah, 100% does the same to me. I did the 13-minute one.
You have to start again.
Yeah, I did 13 minutes. And there's, like, it's weird. There's nowhere really around my house where you can, like, run without going either up or down. Like, so I would generally, what I would do is run for 13 minutes, walk for the minute, then turn around and do the other 13 minutes.
Mm, yeah.
So, yeah, like, at some point or another, you're going to have to go up or down a little bit, and then walking, as well as going up and downhill, like, it hinders me. I'd rather just keep going. So
yeah, totally.
Yeah, I just did that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, like, being in week two and we're already at 5K. It's quite cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm obviously going to continue in the program. And,
we'll just keep getting better, mate.
Just keep improving those times.
What doesn't kill you?
Absolutely. How's the press-ups going as well?
Press-ups, good. My chest is killing me.
Yeah. 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 I've gained some chest muscle that was definitely not there before.
Get it out.
In the audio medium. Here we go.
Here we go.
There's the check past
that
the move.
Out. Look at the pecs on that.
Yeah. I'm not some Adonis anymore, like, you know, at this point. Like,
anymore?
Well, I'm not.
You've always been an Adonis to me, Ben.
I've been a bit rubbish on posting it, if I'm honest, but I've got like 5 days left.
Yeah.
One day 20.
Yeah, I'm a bit behind. I think I'm on day... I'm into the teens now.
Yeah.
Probably late teens. You went ahead of me.
Yeah.
So I think I'm probably like... I'm going to say 18.
Okay, yeah, so not too far behind. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm rubbish at posting it as well, but... I'm still going.
And that's the important thing, you know. That is cool.
Yeah, man.
Got a quick little comment before we start, mate.
Have we?
We do indeed.
Read it out.
This is from Dale, who's a very good friend of ours.
Oh.
I've not heard from Dale in a while.
Oh.
He said, "Hey, dude, keep listening to your pod on the way to work. It's like having my mate in the car each day, loving it."
Oh.
So, Dale, as you're listening, mate, love to hear from you. We love you to bits. And thanks for the kind words. We appreciate it.
Yes, we should.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Are we there? Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. I spy with my little... No.
Kez keeps kicking my back. Yeah. No. Cool.
Stop flicking your boogers on me.
So there we go. Quick comment before we start off
thanks,
the
Dale.
Show. Thanks, Dale. And Kez, mate, I've got you a little present.
Have you?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
No, there's no problem at all.
I feel very bad. I haven't got you anything.
Oh, that's okay. No. Next time. No. Yeah. it was just a... Well, in fact, you're kind of looking at it right now.
Where am I looking?
Right in front of your face.
Right in front of...
It's not your nose.
It's... Everything in front of me is mine. It's... Wait, is it this?
Yeah.
Is it the pop shield?
It is the pop shield.
Oh, Ben.
You're most welcome.
Thank you so much,
that's
man.
All right. Yeah, for a bit of context, everybody, the pop shield is the kind of the netted thing that you put in front of microphones so that all your plosives, your P's and your B's, aren't so a rush of air to the microphone and makes it nice and clean sounding.
Clean and crisp.
So now Kez has got his own.
I've got my own?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to the podcast world, Kez.
Podcast world, you're one step away from owning your own microphone and feeling
Next week, I'll bring my own microphone. Nice.
So, Kes, mate, what's the big news and what's the good word?
I mean, I did my fanfare a bit too early, didn't I? I should have done it now. There it is. So, big news. We've got a really special guest today, Ben. I don't know if you knew.
I kind of did, yeah.
go on, Ben, I feel like you should tell us who it is.
Okay, yeah. So it is the one and only Dr. Ranj Singh is available and going to be chatting to us. He's going to be chatting all sorts, really. You know, it's going to be...
Yeah.
It's going to be a really fun chat. And it's been, yeah, a really amazing guest to have on the show as well.
I'm really looking forward to it because... I think we're going to sort of take questions from all aspects, aren't we? It's not going to be like Strictly or his new TV show or this or that or being a doctor. It's just everything all at once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
we're going to try and squeeze that in to a nice bite-size, well, not too bite-size, like 5-minute chat. All of your things, go.
Yeah,
quick. Yeah. So it's going to be a really great chat. I'm really looking forward to chatting to him. He's just such a lovely dude. So yeah, it's going to be good. So I think without further ado, mate, I think we should get straight into it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Hey team, how's it going? We just thought we'd let you know that this is one of the funniest interviews I think we've done in a long time.
Yeah, it's got to be.
With Dr. Ranj. But yeah, and normally our little podcast is quite clean, but this one isn't as clean. And obviously we beeped out any expletives and stuff, but just to make you aware.
There's some choice conversation topics, shall we say, that might be... parents, if your kids are listening, you might want to listen first just to make sure you're okay with hearing it. But... we have made sure we've bleeped out any naughty words.
Exactly that. So, but, you know, get your headphones in, blast out your speakers and get ready to laugh. I know we did.
Oh, I certainly did. My belly hurts.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, Ben, I am super excited because waiting in our imaginary green room, we have a very, very special guest. Why don't you introduce them, Ben?
I will do, mate. So this week we have a very, very special guest indeed. He's a paediatrician for our amazing NHS, the presenter of Get Well Soon and CBeebies, as well as Dr. Ranj on Call earlier this year. He's been a star of Strictly Come Dancing, resident doctor of ITV's This Morning, and one of the hosts of the new podcast, Death, Drugs and Rock and Roll. It's my absolute pleasure to introduce Dr. Ranj on the podcast. Ranj, mate, welcome to the show.
Oh, Ben! Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm adjusting myself because my testicles are literally pulling right up into my body. My pants are so tight. They've got tighter because of lockdown.
Yeah, I feel that testament 100%.
And for anybody that doesn't know, for anyone that doesn't know, Ben and I know each other through Panto.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, from the many, many, many shows that we did together over the Christmas period.
Do you know, Ben, I've never said this.
Go on.
When I first met you, I thought you were a lady.
No way.
You're a very pretty boy. You're really pretty. I just thought you were a really butch lady. Like, genuinely speaking, I thought, oh, because they didn't tell me what your name was.
Right.
So I thought, wow, she's butch. And then I got to know you and I thought, okay.
Yeah.
He's just a very pretty man.
Thank you, mate.
He is a pretty man.
You're going to regret asking me to come on your podcast.
This is definitely the best intro we've had in our...
This is brilliant.
Well, forever, I think.
Well, you're
there you go.
So Kes has got a bit of a like an icebreakery style questions for you.
Yeah.
Do you need one?
Yeah, I was gonna say we might not need it now.
No. But these are gonna be fun questions based on on where things are so far, mate.
Yeah, so I was thinking
Oh my god.
So yeah, I was talking to my mum about icebreakers.
Oh no.
And I just said my mum used to be a primary school teacher. And I said,
this is really going in the right direction, mate.
And she gave me this book that she would have in the classroom, which is a book of questions that kids can ask other kids if they're stuck for conversation. So I just thought we're going to randomly pick a few questions And we're going to ask you and see what your see what your thoughts are, what your answers are.
Brother, I'm sorry if I sound like I'm eating. I am eating. I'm eating a pasta salad because I went to a birthday. I might have had one too many drinks at the birthday. But ask away, babes.
It's been it's been a lovely day. I would expect that I've had a few drinks, but maybe I wish I'd had as many as you
have. Not as many as I have.
So question number one. Let's flick through the book. Dr. Ranj, what are you afraid of?
What am I afraid of? Do you know what? I have this recurring dream where I shit myself. I don't want to do that. Ever.
Right.
Ever. That would be my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what I'm afraid of, is shitting myself. Like, as in on stage or on screen.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
When I'm really, really out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Literally squeezing a loaf.
Squeezing right? a loaf. Right there on the stage.
That would be the one worst thing that scares a literally the crap out of
nice.
Ben's regretting asking me coming on your podcast already.
Loving
He's
it,
like, mate. Oh my God, why did I do this?
Okay, second question, flicking through the book. What animal would you like to be? Dr. Ranch, what animal would you like to be? You can swallow it first if you like. You can swallow it.
That's the food, by the way.
Yeah. Very considerate. Thank you. what animal would I like to be? These are too sensible, these questions. Do you know what I'd love to be? I'd love to be a lion.
Yeah?
Lion,
yeah.
Because you prance around and you could be poncy and you could be all like, oh, look at me, we're my mane, yeah.
Could be all fancy.
Yeah.
You could be all fabulous and be all like, yeah, check me out with my mane of hair. Yeah, I'm the big I am. Yeah, I'd love to be a lion.
Nice.
Amazing.
If I was an animal. If I was and plus, if I don't like you, I'll eat you. Yep.
Nice.
But other than that, like, all the other animals are boring. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I've got to say, lion is pretty interesting.
That's up there.
Well, and also, I'm just going to say, my surname, Singh, means lion.
Does it?
There you go.
Oh.
It does.
There you go.
That's why it's a Punjabi thing. So a lot of people may not know this, but boys that are born into Sikh Punjabi families have the automatic surname Singh, which means lion, and girls have the surname Kaur, which means princess. So, I literally was born a lion. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Nice.
Amazing.
It's the gayest lion ever. Look at that.
Love it.
Go on, Ben. Yeah. Look. All right, mate. There you go. There's the book.
There's the book. Here we go. So, mate.
Oh, God. This is going to be bad, isn't it?
No, it's all good.
You can take the boy out of Medway, but you can't take Medway out of the boy.
This is a bit of an amazing
God,
one,
my balls are weak. Sorry, hang on.
Following on from that, the question literally is, mate, what special thing can you do with your hands? That couldn't have come at a better time.
That was amazing.
Well, what special thing can I do with my hands?
Sure.
No, I can repair a wound. I can repair.
There we
go. You know what I can do? I can cannulate a flea. So when I mean cannulate, it means I can stick a IV line in anything.
Wow.
Anything.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's my job.
That is amazing.
I work as a pediatrician. Sometimes I look after very extremely premature babies. And one thing I pride myself on is that I can stick a line, an IV line, in anyone. Just because I've had loads of practice and experience. So that's my superhero.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
That's amazing.
That's my superhero task.
There we go.
Love it.
My strength.
Definitely. That's cool.
But it's a bit more serious than bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah. But, way more impressive than bollocks, one might say.
More impressive than my bollocks. Your podcast was so lovely until I came on it. It was so nice and so clean and so like, oh, you can show it to your mum. They'll be fine about it. And then I came on it, and then, oh, go on, here he goes.
I think I'd still show this to my mum.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, so, mate, we're this podcast is all about positivity, mate. And mate, you're one of the most positive people that I know. You've obviously taken part in loads of positive things over the years with Strictly and obviously the Marlowe Panto where we met.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had such a good time, honestly.
Yeah.
My first Panto experience.
Yes.
Like I said, I thought you were a very butch lady. I had the best time ever, Ben.
Nice.
We genuinely did have really good time. We would go out for a drink after the shows, which was amazing.
Yeah.
We'd go out on a Tuesday night to see drag queens with your lovely other half.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those were some of the best days I have ever had.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And what is it that, certainly for the Panto, what is it that sort of got you, it was a long run, obviously, and what was it that helped
90,
get you through?
90, 87 shows, actually, almost 90.
Yeah, yeah. So what was it that sort of got you through those long days when you got like three shows on a Saturday and things like that? What was the things that got you through from memory?
I was surrounded by the most professional people.
Nice.
I really was. I was surrounded by an incredible team of people who I thought of as a second family. They were, yourself included, they were awesome at their jobs. And I tried to learn as much as I possibly could from them.
Mm.
And I was just, they were just lovely. It was a dream job to do. And I wish I could do it all the time. I really wish I could. But yeah, I was just very, very lucky with a lovely bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah.
There were. Plus, we had lots of pizza and Prosecco.
Yeah, definitely always really, helps.
Which really helped.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we'd go to the pub. Do you remember? We'd go to the pub after show just down the road. And the booze was so cheap.
Yeah.
So cheap.
It's like 2001 like, all over
have,
again.
Yeah. You'd have a fruit thingy, fruit cider.
That's right.
Wouldn't
you? Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And it'd be pennies.
Yeah,
pennies,
yeah.
Babes. Compared to London, pennies. I'd be like, yeah, get 10 of them. Let's get 10 of them.
Just leave my car behind the bar. Just
I'd get a little mini bottle of Prosecco for like £2.50.
Yeah.
it was great.
Yeah.
We had such a good time.
So good.
I miss it.
Yeah,
I miss
me too.
It. I genuinely miss it. Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury. Incredible place, everyone.
Big up.
If you ever get a chance to see a show there, please do so. It's amazing.
So good, yeah.
And I mean, what made you want to take the leap into, because that's quite a commitment to, you know, doing like a run of like nearly 90 shows. You know, it takes sort of guts and commitment to jump into it. What made you want to do it?
Panto was always a dream of mine.
Mm.
I have this thing where every year I think, how can I push myself out of my comfort zone?
Yeah.
And in 2019, it was very much, what can I do next after Strictly? And it was Panto.
Yeah.
Panto is one of the things that I'd love to have done. I watched so many performers in awe of them, thinking, oh, do you know what? I would love to do something like that one day. And the opportunity came up and I did it. And I learned so much from all these incredible performers on stage and behind the stage as well. And I just thought, right, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to have fun with it. And I just had the best time ever.
Nice.
Honestly, it was so, so good. And Ben knows this. We had such a good time. It was such a great bunch of people. I just wish I could do that all the time, but that's not realistic.
Yeah.
And who knows what's going to happen this year with Panto.
I just hope
it's going to bounce back.
Yeah, yeah, fingers crossed. And obviously with the announcement that, you know, fingers crossed it's going to be.
Oh, yes,
yeah, who knows?
But who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
Every day at a time. So like us, mate, you've started your own podcast during the lockdown period. Let's talk about that. Just tell everyone what it's called and kind of what it's all about.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm eating at the same time.
No, this is great.
Thank you for mentioning it. You guys were one of the very first other accounts to promote it.
Nice.
So I'm hugely grateful
for
that. Hugely grateful. It's called Steth's Drugs and Rock and Roll. It's basically, imagine if a bunch of medics went to the bar after work and just had a chat about stuff, talked about medical stuff, talked about life in general, what was topical in the news right now, and you just recorded it in a podcast. That's how it started.
Yeah,
so it's myself, Dr. Zoe Williams, Dr. Sarah Kite, and Dr. T. John Esho. They also do a bit of TV as well. Mm-hmm. And we just have a really, really good time. Ben edits it now.
We put
Ben in. I was like, I want the best people on this project. So we got Ben in too. Yeah, it's really, really good fun. We're going to actually record the next episode after this.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting.
That'd be a right laugh.
It's going to be a fun episode.
Well, on the last one, was that the dildo episode, the last one?
That was two episodes ago.
Was that two episodes ago?
Yeah, Midnight Magic.
It fell off the cupboard and broke a tile. Literally, a foot-long dildo. Who has a willy that size? Nobody has a willy that size. I'm so sorry.
How can anyone live up to that? That's what, you know.
Yeah.
For anybody who's listening, I was given as a birthday present a foot-long dildo called Midnight Magic. And, yeah. The only thing I use it for is to hang a coat on. And it's dangerous. I would not recommend that to anybody.
Oh my God, that's so funny. To top off all of your amazing work that you've been doing, mate, you've also got your first children's book coming out late this year.
Oh, I have. On the 12th of November, I am releasing a book called A Superhero Like You. It's basically inspired by... obviously, during the pandemic, we realised how important key workers are, frontline workers, not just the NHS, but postal workers, carers, teachers, fire people, ambulance people. And the book is based on celebrating those people. It's a story about a little girl called Lily who wants to be a superhero, but she doesn't want to be a superhero like in the... you know, the comic books that wear pants on the outside of their trousers.
Yeah.
She wants to be a real life superhero.
Amazing.
And the point of it is to, you know, tell children and young people that you can be a superhero regardless of who you are, where you're from, what you do. You can make a massive difference in the world.
I love it.
That's really cool.
That's what it's about.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's perfect. Absolutely amazing.
That's so good.
There's a bit of positivity for
us. Nice. Yes.
Finally.
Now, Dr. Rand.
After all that nonsense. Sorry, mate.
No. Now, we can't have you on without asking some medical-based questions.
Jeez, here we go.
Now, on behalf of Ben and myself, firstly, we salute you and the rest of the NHS for all the hard work you've been doing during the pandemic. It's been absolutely admirable.
My colleagues have been incredible.
As have all of the NHS and all the key workers as well. So I see on Instagram you've made a post about masks and laying out some facts.
Yeah.
Do you want to go into a bit of that for us?
Well, yeah. So the thing about masks is that we know that they are most effective in certain situations. For example, if you've got symptoms, to reduce the chances of you passing on any illness to somebody else. And also if you can't socially distance, for example, in a healthcare setting, they're really, really important to use. So as we go on and we learn more and our behavior changes, the rules around masks will change. But currently in the UK, the advice is to use masks. For example, in a social situation where you can't socially distance, public transport, in a shop, it will be very soon if not already. And the point is, it's about protecting other people. It's not necessarily about protecting you. It's much more about protecting other people. I'm talking, when I say masks, I mean face coverings.
Yeah.
So if you can buy them, you can make them yourself, or you can use a scarf. So just follow the rules, everyone.
Yeah, totally.
Just watch the rules, follow the rules. And there's been a lot of nonsense out there about, masks reduce your oxygen levels or increase your carbon dioxide levels, or they make people pass out. That's absolutely nonsense.
Yeah.
Because if that were true... all of my colleagues would have been falling down flat on shift, and I wear them for 12 hours at a time, and I'm absolutely fine, and so are my colleagues. So,
yeah, exactly that. And it's, you know, I saw exactly that, a social media post of, you know, surgeons have got masks over the, you know, when you're, you know, cutting someone open. It's like, well, they're all right. So
exactly,
and you'd want a mask on them.
They wear it for hours.
Yeah.
If you want to wear it to the shops, which is what the latest recommendation is, I think you'll manage.
Yeah.
Unless you've got, obviously, unless you've got a medical reason where you can't wear one, or you can't manage one, or you're a child under the age of 11.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain exemptions, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But for everybody else, we need to play our part.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely that.
Everyone's got to do their bit.
Definitely that. And, and I know you've spoken about this in your podcast, mate, but with businesses slowly allowing to open up and things, like obviously we had pubs opening up and hairdressers and hopefully theatres and venues soon. We'll see what goes there. Have you got any advice for everybody going forward?
Other than follow the rules? Wash your damn hands, people. Wash your damn hands and keep away from other people as much as you can. Mm. Like, socially, the most important and effective thing that we can all do other than washing our hands is to physically distance.
Mm.
I use the word physically because it's different to socially. We can be social and be apart from each other, and that's quite important. But physically distance from each other, that's really, really important.
Yeah,
that's it. Oh, there's music playing in my ears. What's going on there? Oh. Oh my Spotify.
I love it. I thought I heard something, you know. Yeah. I thought it was your phone going on in the background.
Was that Zombie Nation? Okay, so we've got some questions from our listeners, Ranj. Would you be right to answer some of these? I'm really looking forward to it.
Sure. That's always ominous when people say that, but yeah. Of course.
Amazing. The first one I've got is from Maddie and Jonah, and they ask, did Dr. Ranj have to treat everyone's injuries on Strictly?
Oh, no, actually, I was quite good. I was very lucky. We have a Strictly have a medical team on site of amazing physiotherapists. So fortunately, I didn't have to deal with anyone's injuries.
Amazing.
They were awesome. They're so good.
Yeah.
And in fact, I made some friends through the physiotherapist there.
Oh, cool.
Even better.
Really, really good bunch. Yeah.
And I've got another question from Maddie and Jonah's parents, who said, could you record a very quick soundbite to say, Maddie and Jonah, stop annoying mummy and daddy?
Hi, Maddie and Jonah. It's Dr. Ranj here. I'm just going to send you a little message to say, stop annoying mummy and daddy. They are doing their best, and you have to be nice to them. So, yeah, see you later. Bye.
Amazing.
There we go.
Oh, that's brilliant.
They're going to love that. That's
They're
good.
They're going to love that.
So we've got another one from someone called Laurie Louise, who we've had on the podcast previously. She's a personal trainer, and she's got like a little business thing called Fit to Flex based here in Whitstable. Mm-hmm. So she's asked, what have you done to keep your body moving during lockdown? And can you tell us how important that has been to your mental health as well as your physical health during this uncertain time?
What have I done to keep moving? Do you know what? I started lockdown thinking I was going to do all of these workouts online and I was going to jog every day and I was going to do all of this other stuff. And I soon realized I don't like half of it. I don't like jogging. I don't. I hate it. It's pants. It's boring.
Yeah.
And then whenever I try to do a class at home, it's not the same thing.
Mm.
But I have forced myself to try and be as active as possible and do classes that I enjoy. So today I did a Pilates class that my friend Emma made me do. Mm-hmm. And then I did a Vogue class. I mean, voguing is pretty flipping cool.
Yeah. So what's voguing?
Ben,
did
you say what's voguing?
Come on.
I'm joking.
You are not joking.
I'm not.
Mate.
I'll have to Google this later and maybe give this a go.
So voguing, oh my word, this is what happens when people have to explain stuff to straight people. So voguing is a style of dance that originated, I think, in the 80s, maybe 70s.
Right.
In the ballrooms or so-called ballrooms of Black America.
Gotcha.
Back in the day, it was a actually, it was a way of LGBT plus people to express themselves in a social situation. Mm-hmm. And they came up with this dance style, which is incredibly fierce and very intricate, lots of arm movements and stuff. So my friend runs a Vogue school, House of Suarez, and he's based in Liverpool.
Right.
And every week he runs a Vogue class.
Yeah.
And I learned a little bit about how to Vogue today. Amazing. I've done a couple of his classes, so that's I did a bit of that. It's just part of staying active. Gotcha. That's all it is.
Yeah, nice. Absolutely. That's
and
cool.
And then I went to a friend's birthday and got absolutely plastered.
Which is
well, you've done the hard work, then you get to enjoy yourself.
Afterwards. I did, and then I rewarded myself with far too much wine.
Laurie has also invited us forward to Instagram Live PT session. So if you're up for it,
You know, I can't wait for gyms to reopen. I need to be there in person.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly that. And what's been good with her? She's actually been doing online classes and things, but it's for her. It's increased her business tenfold. She was saying that she's found this new avenue of going, oh, it's raining, she does a lot of stuff outside,
that's amazing,
and embracing that and going, oh, if it's raining we can still carry on, which COVID, you know, wouldn't have provided as such. That's been really cool.
Yeah,
really wicked.
Awesome. I've just opened my corn cocktail sausages.
Great.
That's what that noise was.
They
just
are
then.
So good.
They are
the best.
Yeah,
you know what, they're really, really good.
They are really good. So here's a question from your friend of mine.
Friend of the show,
previous guest, Lloyd Hollett. Lloyd's question.
My brother from another mother.
You're going to enjoy this one. Lloyd's question is, how do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night?
Alone. Sadly, I sleep alone.
Maybe it was where.
It'd be nice to sleep with someone else. In fact, we'll talk about this a bit later.
Yeah.
I went on my first date for years last week.
Oh, wow. How was that, mate?
And the result of which will be on our podcast, Death, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Very nicely segued. That's very good.
Yeah, very latest episode. No, I sleep by myself. I tend to watch a bit of Housewives of Atlanta before I go to bed.
Love it.
as you do. But I have no trouble going to bed.
Great.
I have absolutely no trouble. I can fall asleep in an earthquake.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the deepest of sleepers.
Yeah. I can sleep anywhere.
So
on a washing line, as they say.
On a tightrope.
So we've briefly gone into this. We've got a question from Jack. Him and his family have had this Christmas tradition of seeing the Marlowe Panto every year and has done so since he was a kid. Yeah. We've already gone into how you found it, but what was your favourite memory of that time?
Oh my gosh. What's my favourite memory of that time? So this was my first panto, so I'm very much naive to how it all works. Hmm. And apparently there's a panto night that you have when everybody comes down to the Marlowe Theatre from all of the other pantos and we all celebrate together.
Yeah.
That night was incredible.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Such good laugh.
We had such good time. There was a lot of dancing and drinking involved. But it was brilliant. It was nice to see everybody from across the country that have been working in all sorts of pantos, some friends that I hadn't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
That was one of the best bits, was to see everybody that's
nice.
In the same situation. Yeah. That was great. Panto night.
And I think what was really great from my point of view, where I was mixing the show and watching you guys performing every single show, was when you and Lloyd decided to, during the call and response stuff of the song sheet, to go, right, everyone get your phone torches out. And the first time you decided to do that and it just lit up, and watching your faces light up, going like,
so
oh
nice.
My goodness. Yeah.
We got everyone to turn their torches on. Yeah. And so then we'd see literally the entire theatre flooded with little lights.
Yeah.
It's a really, really lovely sight to see.
So yeah, I got the back of all of that. You got the magical look of all of that. And I've got everyone's cameras, you know.
Just see the front of the screens of
everyone's screens. Yeah. Look quite good. But yeah, there you go.
We've got a question from Michelle. She asks, Ranj.
This is my Michelle, by the way. My girlfriend.
If you were a biscuit, what biscuit would you be?
If I was a biscuit.
Yeah.
If you were a biscuit, what would you be and why?
If I was a biscuit, what would I be? That's a good one. That's a good one. Trying to think. I know what my favourite biscuit is, but then I'm thinking, oh, do I want to go for my favourite? Do I want to be my favourite biscuit?
What is your favourite biscuit?
It's those ones that you get from M&S and Foxridge that are literally like shortbread coated in chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know the ones.
Like the whole thing is coated in chocolate. It's a circular biscuit.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And the whole thing is coated in like solid chocolate. It's so fit. So good.
I can taste it. I can taste it now. Now you've said it.
Bloody tastes amazing.
Yeah.
I know. That's a biscuit I think I would be, but I don't know what it's, I don't think it's actually called like a classical biscuit.
No, sure.
If I was going to be a classical biscuit, I would be a jammy dodger.
Nice.
Oh, little jammy dodger.
Bit of jammy dodger.
Nice.
I think
I'd be a digestive because I have structural integrity. But I do love a dunk. That's me.
I like that. I'm totally using that again. That's good.
I got hiccups now.
Ben, do you want to do one more?
Yeah, we'll do one last question, mate. And it's a question from Sarah.
Good idea. One last question before he passes out.
This one's from Sarah. And this is, have you always loved to dance? And how is Strictly for you?
Oh, I blooming love to dance. So before Strictly happened, I would dance socially and I loved it. And I would go like club dancing as people do. You know, you go to a party and dance and you have a laugh. I'd do that. I'd throw in a bit of a twerk and a slut drop and all that stuff. And then when Strictly happened, I learned to dance formally and now I can't stop. Now, every time I go out, my mates are like, oh, God, here he goes again. He's going to start flipping his hips and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm that person. I'm now that person that can't help but get the Latin hips out every time a song happens. In fact, when we were in Canterbury, Ben, you weren't there, but I went one of the Tuesday nights, I went out with Luke, one of our co-friends, performers.
Yeah, part of the ensemble. Yeah.
We went to Tokyo Rooms and saw some drag queens perform, and I sambaed the entire bloody night. And Luke was like, oh God, you loser.
Because I remember quite a bit of sambaing, and actually that's my girlfriend Michelle's, one of her favourite memories is of being on one of the nights out in Canterbury, and exactly that, sambaing away with you.
Me being an absolute plonker, trying to be a Latin ballroom dancer on top of the world. Yeah, it's just me basically wiggling my bum.
It's more moves than I've got, you know.
I'm
painfully awful night. At dancing.
We've had many a good night.
Yes, indeed that, mate. So Rand, so thanks so much for the answers to those questions, mate. It's been really, genuinely, really, really funny.
Eye-opening.
mate.
No, it's been amazing, mate, and such a good giggle.
I'm just eating sausages.
And before we go on, mate, we obviously I mentioned about positive news. Have you got any positive news at all?
I've got any positive news.
Yeah, we do a little segment with positive news stories.
Oh, that's nice.
That can be sort of something that you've experienced locally, or it could be something on more of a grander scale, or something a bit hidden in the news waves.
What's my positive news? Apparently, I qualify for a phone upgrade, and I've just ordered a really brand spanking new phone.
Amazing!
With all the bells and whistles on it.
There's nothing more positive than getting a new phone, is there?
Oh, my God. I've ordered one of those iPhone 11 Pro Max what's-its.
Right, nice.
With all the cameras and the dingle-dongles built in. That's my positive news because I'm a gadget freak and I love it. And nice. I smashed my last phone. I was very silly. I dropped my phone and the screen crashed.
Oh, no.
But my bit of positive news was that I wasn't going to have to spend £3,000 repairing it because I can just get an upgrade, thankfully.
There you go. Love it.
So, yeah, there you go. I've ordered a brand new phone, which is all sparkly and spangly and does all sorts of what-sits on it.
Nice.
There you go.
Very cool.
Cool. I've got some positive news. My good friends, Emily and Jack, have welcomed little baby Teddy Clive into the world.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, guys.
See, I don't have anything as profound as that.
Oh, well, it was just fortunate timing.
Oh, that's lovely.
So welcome to the world, little Teddy Clive.
Oh, welcome, Teddy Clive. Please don't hold it against us as to how tough stuff is at the moment. We tried our best. We tried our best.
We did try our best. We're still trying our best.
We are still trying our best, and yeah. The rest is up to you. Make it amazing, babes.
And a quick bit of good news from my point of view. I found that Ocean Voyages Institute has set up a cleaning up record by removing 103 tonnes of consumer plastics and fishing nets from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Follows on from our little chat about cleaning up the beaches.
Amazing.
But yeah, they cleaned up 103 tonnes of marine debris in this large patch of the ocean called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which is this huge patch of ocean, which is full of plastic and
that's pretty good news.
Just random fishing nets and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and so 103 tons, brand new record. So well done those guys. Yeah.
To all these people that are going out to parks and having a celebration and kind of having physically distanced get-togethers, take your mess home with you, people. No one is going to clean up after you. It's going to end up in a flipping ocean. Deal with it. It's your mess. Take it home.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do I eat with sausages? I've got
corn sausages, ketchup.
I'm just eating sausages by themselves. What do I?
If you've got any ketchup, that's the one.
No, I've ran out of ketchup. I've got mayonnaise.
Oh, no,
I've got the most amazing sriracha. That's
I've got sriracha as well. But
have that.
I've got too posh.
No, never too posh.
I might regret it in the morning.
Depends how much you have, though.
Okay, I'm going to mix some sriracha with some mayo and have it with my corn cocktail sausages. What a middle class! I'm going to have sriracha with mayo and my corn cocktail sausages. Right. Anyway,
Rand, it's been amazing, mate. Honestly, it's been such a giggle to have you on the podcast.
Love you.
I haven't laughed as much on the podcast than I have tonight. I've got to say that.
Love it. So, yes, mate, of course. So thanks so much again. And, obviously we'll catch you very soon.
Steph's drugs are rock and roll and a superhero like you.
See you soon, mate. Bye.
Big love.
Bye.
Bye.
So, mate, that was probably one of the funniest interviews I think we've done ever. That was so, so funny.
I mean, it's a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Oh, was not expecting that. But and I meant to ask him, because we did this on Zoom as well, I meant to ask him where he got his shirt from. I really like that shirt.
Well, like I say, he'd been to the party, so he's in full party mode. So
it's a nice shirt. But, I mean, great bloke, really good guy, absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
We're gonna have some fun topping that, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the thing is as well is that you know gives a small little insight as to how funny things were backstage.
Yeah,
when we were working together at the Marlo Panto and things, and it was just always such a giggle, such a laugh. It was never boring, and that was across the board with everybody, whether you know you were crew or on stage or not. It was just such an amazing family atmosphere and just such a giggle. And it's really great to see that he's got such fond memories of that time as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And me being a butch girl.
That was, I think that's my favourite bit of, my favourite story that you are the subject of, Ben.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I'll take pretty boy instead, but that's fine.
Yeah, I'd take that as a compliment, man.
Yeah, I'd definitely say so. That's great. And of course, so I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Do get in touch with us if you did. Our contact details are the same as they have always been.
Remember them, Ben.
Remember them. It's at Instagram at 2ppodcast, Twitter at 2ppodcast, and facebook.com/2ppod.
And the website is www.2ppodcast.com. Did you get that? www.2ppodcast.com. And the email address is benpkesp@gmail.com.
I feel like you were sort of doing some sort of like live and kicking and send your postcard. Yeah. P.O. Box.
P.O. Box.
That was clear and succinct.
There we go. What can I say? I'm a natural broadcaster.
Yeah, get in touch with us. We do love hearing from you, and all questions and comments could feature on the show.
They very cool. Certainly could.
And yeah, peace and love, everybody.
Peace and love.
That was really good fun. See you very soon. We've been Two Peas and a Pod. He's been Kez.
Two Peas and a Pod.
Two Peas in a Pod.
In a Pod.
We've been Two Peas in a Pod.
He's been Ben.
And he's been Kez. See you
soon. Bye.